This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu said on Twitter Saturday that members of the House of Representatives will introduce formal articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Monday. At an afternoon news conference, Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York said Trump has to go one way or the other.
It's my expectation that on Monday, a privilege resolution will be introduced that will charge the President of the United States with inciting sedition.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat, has threatened to impeach Trump for a historic second time unless he resigns immediately following Wednesday's deadly riots at the Capitol. Any impeachment in the House would trigger a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate, which is scheduled to be in recess until January 19th and has already acquitted Trump once before. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern while a mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, is among dozens who have been arrested, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist-bumping with a police officer. He was arrested. Meanwhile, Seattle's interim police chief says two officers are on administrative leave and under investigation after being seen on social media there. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News.